Hey guys, I'm Brenna O'Malley. I'm a registered dietitian and creator of The Wellful, and you're listening to The Wellful Podcast, the show where we're featuring exciting and inspiring conversations with the people behind the brands that are changing the food and wellness landscape. Whether they're creating their own food company, bringing in-person connection to an online world, or building the best gym in Bermuda, these entrepreneurs and innovators are sharing their story of how they got to where they are and where they're going next. Thanks for listening. Hey guys, I'm super excited about this episode today because we're talking with Christine, who's the owner and trainer of Beyond Fitness. Beyond Fitness is the innovative and award-winning fitness facility in Bermuda, and it was voted Bermuda's best health and fitness club in 2018. Christine actually grew up in Bermuda and lived in Boston for 6 years, where she went to school and completed her MBA at Suffolk University. And this is where she first entered the fitness scene, working for LA Fitness and doing digital marketing for New Balance. Christine then moved back to Bermuda, and in her search of finding a place to work out, it led her to becoming the owner and trainer of Beyond Fitness BDA. Christine is also an accomplished and competitive runner, and she has so much more to share, so I'm excited to have her on. So thanks, Christine, and welcome to The Wellful.
Absolutely, I'm excited.
So let's start off by, can you introduce yourself a little bit more and like say about what Beyond Fitness is?
Sure. So Beyond Fitness is a group training gym and personal training facility. So we have 6 full-time personal trainers starting bright and early, back-to-back, training one-on-one or partner sessions all throughout the day. And then also our bread and butter is group training, which classes range from high-intensity interval training. We've got circuit classes, intervals, small group strength classes, Pilates, spin, and then kind of a bunch of other things all around that. So a very wide variety of classes to choose from. So between that and personal training and our Pilates program, that kind of sums up everything that we are here.
That's awesome. And I just joined Beyond Fitness, so I've been loving Christine's classes and all the other ones too, but took Christine's this morning.
Yes.
Starting off, so now you're the owner of this gym and you're a competitive runner, but have you always been involved in fitness? Like, has that always been a part of your life?
Yeah, it's always been a part of my life, just through sports in college or in high school and college. I was on the rowing team. So that was kind of where I, in college, really developed that competitive athletic nature. From there, once those kind of organized sports are over, it's kind of a weird thing. It's like, what do I do? Like, I never had to work out because I was working out for my sport,
right?
And training under a coach. So I started running and training myself, and I got really into kind of like HIIT style workouts. I think that's kind of when that popular craze came, and doing some spin classes. So those between spin and HIIT and running, that was kind of my own training regimen. And then it worked out really well because that's kind of what we do here, among other things. I've always been really into fitness.
That's cool. So did you row in Bermuda too?
I actually didn't. No, in Massachusetts and then in Connecticut.
Okay, I was gonna wonder how.
Yeah.
Is there a crew in Bermuda?
There is crew in Bermuda, but it's a small community, and I've never rowed on conditions that it would be here,
right,
like the Atlantic Ocean.
Like, there's no like Charles River or something
exactly.
Like in Boston.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, but that's awesome. And then did you, with those passions, like when did it start becoming something that you maybe wanted to have as like your career and like your own business?
That's a good question. So when I was living in Boston, I got my MBA and I was working part-time for the Sports Club LA. And so I was very close to the fitness world. And while that wasn't my full-time job, as I was getting my master's in business and marketing, I just was kind of like, well, this is just really fun, right? Like that was the fun part. So ended up working at New Balance, and I also got to work with athletes and a lot with their running and training, footwear and apparel. So I was still close to like that world. But there was a big difference between being close to that world and then actually like being a trainer and like being in the class and being the instructor. And that was kind of when I got my, the biggest rush is like teaching a class, seeing clients succeed. And knowing that that was my passion, it was like, how can we make this like, this is it. How can we make this the full time? So yeah. It's just the passion. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you started training at or teaching classes at LA Fitness.
Yes.
Too, right?
Or, yeah. 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 While I was in Boston, I did like part-time group training and on the side. So.
Yeah. So kind of like started off there.
Yeah.
And the story of how you ended up owning Beyond Fitness is kind of interesting.
Yeah. So I moved back to Bermuda after living in Boston for 6 years, and I left my job at New Balance and kind of just came here and figured I would figure it out somehow. I was actually still working remotely for New Balance. And my first priority was I need to find a gym to work out at. So I literally went everywhere, like high and low, talked to all my friends, like, where do you work out? What do you do? And the general consensus is, okay, well, I spin here and then I kind of go here for my strength, and then I kind of dabble at this place and I dabble here. And I was like, wow, that sucks. Like, when I was in Boston, like, I went to one place and I did everything I needed to do. So it was just a journey trying to figure out where to go and trying different gyms and classes and all that jazz. So anyways, had a couple friends recommend Beyond Fitness, and I came in here, and the energy and the vibe and the type of workouts that were offered were right up my alley. It was so awesome that immediately I was like, I need to be involved in this. How do I get involved? So I approached Abby Kermode, and who was running the show at the time, and I was like, do you need any help? Do you need marketing? Do you need a trainer? Like, what do you need? Like, here's what I can do, like, part-time, whatever. She was like, well, actually, all that sounds great, so why don't you just do all of it? So her and I started working closely together, and yeah, here we are.
Yeah, what year was that again?
2016,
that's,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so it was already existing, and you kind of came in and then just like ended up kind of taking on
a
much bigger role than
I had planned. Yeah.
Just finding a place to work out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then from there you ended up buying.
Yeah, there was an opportunity to buy into the business. So say I started maybe working here like January 1st, say, for a date.
Mm-hmm.
That summer is when that whole transition happened. And it wasn't planned. It was kind of just like something that like fell into place and was awesome, because owning a gym has always been like something I've wanted to do.
Right.
It's always been a goal, but I never thought it would be like now.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been really awesome project. And it's been a lot of fun so far. So we're like a year and a half in.
Yeah.
That's We've made awesome. A ton of changes, built a spin studio right away.
So this didn't exist.
The spin studio. Yeah, the spin studio didn't exist. We got all these bikes, and we're in the middle of expanding our Pilates studio, so that'll be
cool.
Our February project and ordering some fun new equipment. But yeah, we have, it's like an ever-changing thing. Like the fitness world is like, if you don't keep up with the trends, if you're not making a move every 6 months, then you're gone.
Yeah. So did you kind of come in with like a vision of what you loved in other places, like when you were in the States, of like places you worked or places you worked out that you kind of wanted to incorporate here? Or?
Totally. Yep. Yeah. 100%. And still to this day, like I go to New York quite frequently and other cities and like get in as many gyms and as many group classes as possible. It's so good to just, see what else is out there, get ideas, bring them back, share. You know, I encourage all of our trainers to do the same. And, you know, when they go on trips, what did you see? What did you learn? I know April, our Pilates instructor, she's going down to the Bahamas in next month.
Okay.
And just, like, literally doing some research and Pilates.
Cool.
You know, working with different Pilates instructors down there. So
yeah,
it's so important to share that knowledge and go out and see what else is being offered.
So how do you feel like you said you liked the vibe of Beyond Fitness when you kind of came in the beginning, but how do you, as a gym owner or like a manager kind of create that or having, yeah, the vibe of it?
The vibe is like all about the people that you attract. And I truly believe that the energy that you put in is the energy you're going to get back from the clients, from the clientele, from everybody that walks through those doors. So like, obviously I'm super passionate about what I do and about Beyond Fitness, but I can truly say that every other trainer that works here, whether they're full-time or part-time, has that same passion. The energy, the love for it, the dedication, it's just there, and that is what attracts it. Like, you attract what, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's what it is, because it wasn't like I set out a plan and said, I want these people in here and I want them to be doing this. That right. just fell into place.
Yeah.
Perfectly. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It definitely shows. And then how do you, so kind of going off of that, I mean, I think of this when like, and you probably have like done this with marketing, but you know how like certain stores have like certain music or like certain scents or something, so that when the person wants to like stay longer or buy things, or like when they leave, they have a certain feeling. Mm. So when someone comes to a class, like, do you have like any like goal or like thoughts of like how you want someone to kind of like explain it to a friend or feel when they leave?
Yeah. I guess what we want people to feel is like, that they had a great workout and that they feel a sense of comfort and community. I know the gym can be a really intimidating place for a lot of people, especially if you're new to fitness or if you're just starting like a weight loss journey or you are coming back from an injury. We want people to feel like it's a safe zone, but also at the same time, like, you're going to get that little extra boost, like that little extra push.
Yeah.
But safely. So that's awesome. I'd say that. Funny you mentioned the smell, though. I would love to have like a signature Beyond Fitness candle like SoulCycle has and like, ooh, all those spin studios.
Yeah.
So I need to, hey, any candle makers out there that are listening, potentially, like, we can do something together.
Yeah, that'd be actually a friend of a friend I know like has a candle company in Brooklyn
that
I just learned about.
Well, yeah. Let's hook it up. So. The Beyond Fitness scent. Let's do it.
That'd be sick. And so like coming into owning your own business, you had your MBA, so you kind of had an interest in business, mm-hmm. or having your own, but did you have any like entrepreneurs that you look up to or other business owners that kind of like either helped you along the way or kind of inspired you along the way?
So two things. I think I just told you this before. One is my dad, who's currently a politician, but was working with his brother to run their family business. Their dad died when they were teenagers, and so my dad and his brother took over the business and like turned it into what it is today. So a lot of things he's taught me throughout the years, that's awesome and really inspiring. But then on a more like specific level, and then going back to that, I do get a lot of advice from my dad.
Yeah.
So that's really helpful. And my husband gives me a lot of advice too. But going back to a specific example, and not necessarily a business owner, but my old boss at New Balance was really cool. He managed a team of people, me being one of them. And I just remember like the one thing he was so good at was prioritizing his employees. And so like, he was always so good at checking in, and anything that you had going on, he would immediately drop whatever he was doing to prioritize whatever you needed either help with, the situation that needed addressing. He was like always on your side, and he always made it like you were a team. Like, no, we got this. Like, it wasn't you by yourself. It was like you and him, or you and the team. But he was so, so good at like brushing things off his shoulder, and he really taught me how to kind of like duck in water just off your back. So it was kind of a high stress work environment at times. And, I found myself like kind of being like awake at night, like stressing, waking up in the morning, like needing to look at my phone. And he taught me a lot about just like, no, like, you do you, and what you're doing is awesome. So like, keep doing that and don't let, you know, little things bother you. That being said, I kind of think about him a lot, because I think that relationship with staff and employees is so important, and like making sure that you prioritize your staff needs. Like without the team, this place wouldn't exist. So yeah, my team is the most important part of this business. So I, no matter how much I have to get done during the day, my team is number one most important thing to me, for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. Both like super good role models and people to learn from. It's kind of going back to the like the attraction to Beyond Fitness and kind of finding a place to work out in Bermuda. The classes that I've been to feel always full. And like that there's always like a really good energy in it. And like the people who are coming here were, when I joined, like telling me all about all the different instructors and the classes I should try. And so kind of building a business and retaining a client base, what's it like in Bermuda also? Like, is there anything specific to Bermuda that makes that a little bit different?
Well, I've not owned a business anywhere else, so I don't know. But one thing I will say is that word of mouth, I think, has a way, way, way bigger impact in Bermuda than probably anywhere else in the world. In fact, like from a marketing perspective, like people always talk about word of mouth, but it's huge, especially with something as personal as working out or personal training. Mm-hmm. So I'd say word of mouth is huge. You know, our clients are very, very important to us, each and every one. Like it's not just like, hey, fill a class. It's like, no, like I really care about everybody that's coming. And the experience that they have here. But as soon as they open their mouth and they walk out this door, you know how Bermuda is. It's everyone's talking. So yeah, if you went to Beyond Fitness today, your friends, your family, they're going to hear about it, right? So we want to make sure that every experience that happens here is a positive one for sure. That's huge. And then in terms of other marketing things, I don't know, like, it's definitely different. You know, social media marketing exists here. Like Facebook and Instagram have been really helpful. I know a lot of people have told us they found us on Instagram. A lot of people, actually.
yeah, I see your ads all the time.
Yeah, and so...
In a good way.
Yeah, yeah, when I was working at New Balance, like Facebook wasn't... It was like a dying social media outlet for advertising. So, and when I came here, I was surprised to learn that... In fact, it was actually doing a good job for people advertising here. So little things like that. But for the most part, I think the fact that it's just such a small, small community.
Right.
Word of mouth is just huge.
Yeah.
Like one person could make or break your business. Or is it like that can't happen in the States or something?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Unless they're like a celebrity or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like everyone's a celebrity here.
Yeah.
What do you think about like the future of Beyond Fitness?
Good question. Well, we're always looking at fitness trends around the world, in the States, wherever. So keeping an eye on those trends is important. Yeah, I'm not sure where we're going to go from here. And if I told you, then, I'd have to kill you. so I'm not sure. But, no, I think, like, we obviously need a bigger space. We're at max capacity. We have a lot of full-time trainers who are fully booked up. So
awesome.
More space would be great. You know, ideally, it would be really cool to have, like, a comprehensive wellness center where you had a pool, physios on site, kind of like the whole gamut.
Yeah.
Whereas right now, like we partner and work closely with physiotherapists nearby, but it would be really cool to like have this like one big health mecca.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if it's possible to do here, but could be in the plans.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And so kind of going off of that, that leads in well to like, what does health and wellness mean to you, or like thoughts how you see like this whole space or like area of health and wellness kind of changing in the future, either with like trends or things that people might find more important than others or things that we're learning?
Yeah. I guess that the most important thing about health and wellness is that it's so specific to each person. So like you can't prescribe like the same thing to make somebody healthy. Your diet is the same diet that works for me, might not work for you. the same workouts that I enjoy, you might not enjoy. They might not work for you. You might have knees that don't like to run. Mine are fine to run. You know, there's so many things. So health and wellness is, to me, defined on, do you feel good? Are you happy? And obviously, are you checking the healthy box in that, you know, you go to the doctor and you're not red flagging, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's about how you feel, and you can gauge that. Like, you know, you know, when you're healthy, you're happy. You'll know if you're not. So I'd say that. Is that the question?
Yeah, that was perfect. So kind of wrapping up a little bit, we have some quick fire questions.
Oh no.
So if you were to pick a nut butter, what would it be? And would it be crunchy or smooth?
Trader Joe's crunchy almond butter.
Yes. I literally brought that to Bermuda when I came here, and they checked my bag and almost didn't let me bring it in.
Okay, I just got back from New York on Tuesday, and I brought 8 of them.
No way.
Checked the bag, yep.
That's so funny.
Best.
Yeah, they were literally like, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like $5, please don't take it.
Yeah, no, I do it all the time. It's the Trader Joe's almond butter is the best.
The best, yeah, I agree.
Oh, it has to be salted.
Yes. Okay, I accidentally also bought unsalted recently.
Psychotic. Any nut butter that is unsalted is psychotic.
Wait, I literally posted about it on social media, like, kind of joking, but
no,
like,
it's not a joke.
Why does this exist? And people were mad at me.
No.
They were like, because I like it better. You can, like, add your own salt. I was like,
no way.
I just didn't know that that was an option, and I don't think it should be. What's something you're currently obsessed with? Like, a person, a place, a food, an app? A workout, move, anything.
Okay. Oh, there's a lot of things. Always obsessed with my golden retriever. 2-year-old dog. Like, cutest dog in the world. So much energy, so much fun to come home to.
Yeah.
So that's an obvious one. In terms of workouts, obsessed with running and improving.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get a lot faster. So currently, from a training standpoint, that would be my obsession. From like all-time favorite obsession in the gym, my favorite thing to do is barbell cleans.
What do you do to recharge? Or do you have any sort of like part of your routine that you really look forward to?
Okay. The best part of my day are my coffee, my run, and my banana with my almond butter. So those are things, but I wouldn't say those are recharging. In terms of the recharging question, I'm not like a Netflix binge watcher. Like, I don't like sit around like that.
Yeah.
But I do think that sleep is so important, because that's when your body is recovering and repairing, et cetera, et cetera. So I make a really big effort to get 8 hours of sleep a night, which can be tough since I get up at 5 a.m. every morning. But that's such a huge priority for me, because I know that my body needs that recovery time.
Yeah. Yeah. I love coffee is also my favorite. do you have any favorite reminders or like phrases that you like, that you just like to like either live by or think about when things are hard or like running is hard or anything?
So actually I put that up in the spin studio. So we're looking at the wall in here. That is like one of my favorite quotes that I put up, because I've just always kind of looked at that.
Yeah.
It'd be better if they could see it. But it says, good things come to those who wait, and wait is crossed out, and the word hustle replaces the word wait. So good things come to those who hustle.
I love that.
Yeah.
And favorite class to teach, favorite class to take?
Favorite class to teach would be probably spin.
Mm-hmm.
So fun. Like, this, the lights, the music, everything in this room is just like such cool energy, and I get to do the workout while I'm teaching. And my favorite class to take would be like a HIIT class.
Yeah. Do you take them here?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
you kidding? I wouldn't go anywhere else. You're the best coaches.
Do you have a favorite, like, are a favorite like routine of them, or I guess you can't say person who teaches them.
No, our Saturday hit and burn is really good. It's on a rotation The coaches rotate who teaches it, but it's just like really good.
Yeah. There's like a 10-person wait list for it.
Yeah. Yeah, but there
I'm
is.
Number 10. There's how usually, I know that.
But you usually get in because people go out on Friday night and then cancel. So secret is you'll probably get into the class. Anything that includes like my like favorite workout would be like throw a barbell around, do some push-ups, couple box jumps, and then like do a run and then come back and do all that stuff again.
Yeah. And best piece of advice for someone who wants to break into the fitness space or have their own business?
Good question. I think you need to make sure that you're passionate about what you're doing and that you believe in it. Because if you don't believe, then you can't get a team that's going to believe too. And that's so important. You need the right people with you to make it happen. It's really hard to make something happen alone. So believe. You have to believe, and I hope that you're passionate about it. And if you are, if you're passionate enough, it will work. I believe that.
A good place to end and wrap up.
Cool.
So where can people keep up with you and Beyond Fitness?
Yeah, best place to keep up with us would be on Instagram. So my Instagram handle is cdunksdaily, and Beyond Fitness is beyondfitbda. And we have a lot of stuff going on there, so definitely give us a follow.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.